Good evening, St. Bruno.
Good evening.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And still, Merry Christmas. Today is the Feast of the Epiphany. The Feast of the Epiphany is when we commemorate the revelation of the Magi. When they first looked into the stars and saw the star that was a sign from God that revealed the Messiah, the new King of the Jews. We humans over the centuries have always been fascinated with the stars. For years, people have tracked stars. Even in modern times, we build telescopes. We send out satellites. We put men on the moon. We send rovers out to Mars and out to all the ends of the solar system because we are fascinated and want to find out more. We want to know the truth about what's in the sky. In today's gospel, the Magi are seeking answers too. The Magi also studied the stars, and they would study the stars and try to understand from the natural order what God was trying to say. And these guys, these Magi, were asked by kings around Babylonia, Persia, Arabia, to come to the kings and tell them what's going on with the stars, what's happening. And they would go and they would tell them as advisors and consultants. One day, they had a revelation. They saw a star in the sky at its rising, and it came up in the sky over time, and they saw it coming in, and they saw it going into a constellation called Leo, the lion, the sign of Judah. And that star was no just a star, but a planet, the king's star, Jupiter, going into this constellation Leo, and it circled the king star within that constellation called Regulus. They said, well, look at that. The king star, wandering star, circling Regulus, and in the constellation of Judah, in the constellation of Leo, a newborn king. A king is going to be born. And with that, they set out. And they went on a very difficult, almost 1,500-mile pilgrimage 2,000 years ago, going over Arabia, deserts, Persia, Syria, Jordan. Even today, that'd be a dangerous journey. Back then, it was even more so, and they went on it because they wanted to confirm the truth. They saw what they saw on the stars, but now they wanted to go to confirm that that, in fact, was actually the case. And so they did. Humans always want to have the truth confirmed. We hear a lot of things. In this day and age, what we hear is fake news. And we say, is that true? Is it not? We want it confirmed. We want to make sure what we know, what we're hearing, is the truth. Humanity has always been occupied with knowing the truth. And with the truth, we find God. Because God is the eternal truth. And with that eternal truth, mankind does not know or has not known or hasn't been revealed to them, us, that we are always trying to follow God. People understand that, but not everybody. We are always seeking the truth. And brothers and sisters, when we find the truth, in any situation, when we truly find out the truth, it sets us free. God sent the truth in signs to the Magi, and they followed him. In this day and age, he sends us signs. He sends us truth. but many times we're too proud to follow it. We say, no, I don't think so. That is too difficult of a journey for me. And actually, I really don't want to do it. Sort of like me. I was asked for about 10 years to become a deacon. And I said, no way, never. Then I stopped being proud and started following the signs of God. God wants us to show us the truth, to bring Him glory, and also so that we can live in the joy of the Gospels, that we can live in the joy of truth. And He sends truth and signs and symbols to us every day and tells us what they are. In His Word, He gives us signs. And in His Word, He tells us exactly what to do. And yet, we're not sure we want to follow it. He tells us, you can find the Messiah, just like the Magi, if you do this. If you live in the ways of truth. If you live in the ways of love, mercy, and forgiveness. And we say, oh, well, that's a lot of church talk. That's good in here, but, you know, the world is the world, and I go outside, it's different, and that's different. That's a different deal. I live differently over there. I like my pride. But God is asking us to do something different, as He always does. And it's up to us to answer that call. Yes, it can be difficult to be honest, because it will humble you, but you will live in God's truth. It can be difficult to follow the signs of love and mercy, because it will humble you, but it will allow God to flow through you. It can be difficult to follow the sign of being forgiving or asking for forgiveness, because it will humble you. But you will share in God's nature. This week, the U.S. bishops, as you probably read in some of the papers and emails, that the U.S. bishops are in Chicago and they're on retreat. And the Pope sent them a note as they began the retreat. And he told them, when you meet, you need to do this. And you did think of this. And the Pope told the U.S. bishops this week, humility will liberate us from the quest of the false and allow us to live in the light of truth. The truth, brothers and sisters, will set us free. Jesus Himself, the newborn King, the Son of God, humbled Himself to become human. This scene of Mary and Joseph, who humbled themselves to accept Jesus' pregnancy. Saint Joseph humbled himself to accept Mary as his wife. And the Magi came and humbled themselves and laid prostrate before the newborn King. This, my brothers and sisters, is a sign of humility. And that's what God is calling us to do, not to live in our pride or houses of pride, but to live in the manger of humility. And let God be our guide. Today, as we celebrate the Epiphany, let's remember to share those beautiful ways of God and follow them: truth, love, mercy, and forgiveness with those around us. And when we do follow those signs, we will truly honor and pay homage to our newborn King. Amen.